Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say.
Good evening, you're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. Yes, today is Find It Out Friday. We have Angie coming on, and you know she's found out a lot of stuff out there. You know, Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan is about education, stressing unification, and the importance of collaboration. That's what we do here. We want you to let your soul flow free, to stand strong, stand up, stand together, to build better communities. And we try to bring you information and education that can help you do that. You know, we're about love here. Before we get going, I'm going to give you your encouraging word for the day. This lifetime will never come again. It is precious and irreplaceable. To live without regret, we must have a concrete purpose, continually setting goals and challenges for ourselves. And we need to keep moving toward those specific targets steadily and tenaciously, one step at a time. So I like that idea of having one step at a time, because, you know, these barn gates are opening up out here, and people are out there. I'm not quite ready to go right now. I just want to keep on doing what I'm doing. So, you know, like, take your time. Use your head. You know, it's not over out there yet. You have a lot of people that still don't know how to count to six. But before we bring AG on, we're going to give you a little bit of this and get you going here.
She's just a girl and she's on fire.
Have to stay on fire out here. We're going to cut off because I need to tell you to keep walking with that fire, keep marching, and march right to the polls and use your power to vote, because your power is your voice, okay? And keep that in mind. So we're going to bring AG on because, you know, AG, I'm going to put this disclaimer out here. I don't know what kind of mood she's in today. It is Find It Out Friday, and she's out there moving around, finding out as much as she can, and I don't know how she's going to bring it to you, but however it comes, I just want to keep in mind and let you know that AG is totally about love with a big heart. AG, are you with us this evening?
Yes, Linda. Howdy do to you? Yep, I'm
wonderful.
Here.
Okay.
I tell you. Let me tell you. This week, Lord have mercy. I feel like that song, honey, baby. No pain, no gain. Ooh, no pain. Let me tell you. When I say I was a labba rap, honey, I was laboratorio rap pat today. This week, I was running rooter to the cooter, honey. I feel like a plumber just unplugged me and let it rip. Let me tell you something. I, you know, you when you got to, you know, sometimes get things checked in, you know, you got to get checked out. You just got to. And they just slip you around, flop you around, it's thick and stuck and broken. It's like, my gosh, if you don't find out something, it's going to be a problem, you know. I got good results, though. They shot the things all up my nose, so my COVID came out. I mean, hell, they tap your brain. They should be, you know. If COVID got to your brain, then hell, you already halfway up the river. So I'm glad it came back negative. So
okay.
that was one thing I wanted to let you know. So those who have not got tested, let me tell you, it's not all that. It's just a little uncomfortable, but it's important to do. So please, while it's free, while it's available, get on out there and get some tests done. You need to know you got loved ones. These numbers are going up and out the roof. Please, just go on up there. It's real easy. You can go on COVID-19 test. It'll pop up, the one for testing, you know, /front/ testing. You select
mm-hmm.
that one and go on and fill in the prompt. It's very easy to do, but I really want to encourage everybody to do so because it is very, very important that you know what it is. If you have it, to quarantine, follow the instructions. If you're having a major symptom, definitely go to your nearest emergency room. So I definitely want to put that out there as my first red alert. Please do go get tested. And, yes, I will be getting tested again because I'm going to make sure I stay on top because I have loved ones. We have some more stories, you know. We have some more families that lost their loved ones, their grandpas, their fathers, and things like this. So we want to get through this together, people. Please go get tested. Please get tested. Wear your mask. Do your distancing. Wash your arms. When you're coming in from being outside, take a shower. Get those clothes right off. Don't let your little kids and let people rub up on you. You know, just hurry up and get them off before you give them. Say, hey, let me go get a shower. Take off your clothes. Have somebody, you know, team you up. Whoever's in, stays in the house. Get the clothes ready for those who are coming out, so they can get in and out real quick and wash up and get refreshed, and then you can go back to, hugging and greeting and sharing your days. Just don't forget, this is very, very serious. Please, we got to think before we leap. Proceed with caution. I know, you know, staying locked up, at least they have not yet locked us up. We want them not to have to do that, to take your freedom away. So the stores, the places that you're supporting, your eateries, your stores and things you would like and enjoy going to, go to them with, put your mask on. You know, care about those people that, you know, your next door neighbors. You know, they might have a sick child or a sick loved one at home that they got to go back home to. And since no one really knows, you know, that you're carrying it, you're not carrying it, I'm going to get enough tests until I totally believe, you know what I'm saying? Because scientists is there for to be science. They're not perfect, but they are trying to be. So try to get it right. You know, just do that. Please look out for one another because we want to make sure there's enough people still living by November, okay? Because you know what?
Well,
who knows why this little thing, how this thing is done, really got out here, you know, just before an election. A very important election about, and then this comes out. Interesting. Think about it. But hey, you want to be around in November, and we
mm-hmm.
need to have our hands up in them polls. Please, look. If you just want to make it to November, you know, make it to November and figure out everybody. Try to make sure everybody, who's anybody, you know, your dogs, they getting it in your dogs and cats, they're getting it in, they're creeping it in that kind of way. Make sure your animals are safe to be safe. So they can be safe. Love. That's what we got to do to get through this. Love. And that helps you not to be, you know, always thinking of someone else and also think of yourself. So that's what love does. You think of yourself and you think of others too. I had to go through that explosive experience of the old colonoscopy. Those who haven't had one, you are 50 and plus, I encourage you all to do that as well. Came out, knock on wood on everything, that it came out really good. But I tell you, to get through there, you know, there's this big old gallon of stuff you got to drink. And now, it was rough. It was rough. I had to get people, I had to reach out. Everybody would say, you got to drink, I had a team. You got to drink it. Even Utah, you got to drink. I'm like, I was crying like a baby. But, boy, that wasn't the hard part. Talking about booty hole on fire. Let me tell you, you've got to make sure you have your creams lined up before you start doing certain laboratories. And they need to let people know. So I'm here to save your booty holes, people. Get you some Vaseline. Get you some A&D Ointment.
Yes,
get that stuff in your house before you do this procedure or any procedure where you have to drink a bottle or a gallon or anything that's going to help you get cleaned out before you go up in there. So do it, because let me tell you, girlfriend was on fire, couldn't sit down, couldn't sleep for 24 hours just for them to get on up there with a light and a camera and go take some pictures. So that was a photo shoot that I will not look forward to for at least as long as I possibly can, at least 10 years or so. So definitely you want to make sure you up on, and first aid kit, I wanted to bring that out too. First aid kit is important because not only just the pandemic is going on right now, you know, we having hot weather, we having mosquitoes. I mean, oh my God, something got me in the back of my leg when I was walking my dog. Now, let me tell you, you got to keep up with your ointments and things. Have a first aid kit so you can get those insect bites attended to or whatever, you know. And also get your thermometer. Make sure you're checking your temperature, your loved ones. If you have loved ones in and out your house, take those temperatures. Because it's not just the COVID, that's the temperature. Let's just get that out there, too. You know, temperatures, you know, is telling you your body's fighting something. Something's going down in Billy Graham. So you got to get you a thermometer that works. Go to your pharmacy if you don't know how to work a thermometer. Let the pharmacist show you or tell you. It's important. Every house should have one, especially if you have babies. You should definitely have one or two or three. So get some thermometers and get some first aid kits. That, you know, the weather's changed or whatnot, you know, just be prepared. Still get your fire drills lined up so you know how to evacuate if something happens, because that's this fire season as well. Earthquake, we knock on wood, we haven't had one, but we have little ones. But let me tell you, be ready. Get you some shoes in your trunk of your car to make sure you're somewhere. You can have some shoes to put on should something happen. Anything can happen. If it's not an earthquake, a pole or something could fall, and you still need to get up out of there safely. If you might not be out, you might have your cute shoes on, but you need some comfortable shoes to get safety. So make sure you have a first aid kit and some emergency things in supplies of some sort, blanket, something like that. Just some type of emergency equipment in your trunk. Just be aware. You got keys that you're touching on all the time. Let's clean those off. Get some Clorox to them. Let's dip them in some hot water. Let's get those clean. You know, we're touching those all the time. They're going in and out of holes. You know, you got to get to make sure you ain't carrying what's in them holes back on your hands, back to your loved ones, back to yourself and your face. You know, I think because somebody tell you don't touch your face, I think that's the first thing you do is just touch your face. People probably never thought about touching their face. Now you just find yourself, your hand is resting. You're like, oh, what are you doing about my face? Your hands just love that face. So keep your hands. And then you know why? Let me tell you what the combination is. It's not so much you just, you know, unless you got bumps on your face, yeah, you're going to be touching your face a lot. But, and hey, hats off to those who have acne issues. Lay, you still got beautiful skin underneath there. Just get the stuff you need to go and get that cleaned up. But by all means, keep your hands away, because that makes the situation worse. But your eyeballs is what makes your hands go into your face, okay? Because something done got in your eyes and you touch it. You forget, let me wash my hands first. No, we want to get it out now, right? Oh, yeah, you do. I know. Last time I had something in my eye, I'm telling you, the whole world knew about it because I was, oh, my God, there's something in my eye. I can't see. I was out. Before I knew it, yeah, I infected my eyes. So, yes, you got to make sure you're conscientious of the hands. You're conscientious of having some bacterial wipes. keeping your hands wiped. You got those carts going, keep those. Go to that bathroom, wash your hands a couple times before you leave that store. You know, you might have to go to the bathroom, but your hands need to hit that sink before you leave that store at least once or twice. You know, have some hand sanitizer in your car. As a matter of fact, you should add that to your list and have that in your car at all times as well. Wipe your steering wheels down. Just come on, let's just think that you not think, you know, we don't, well, you know, yeah, we don't think about those things. Keys, you know, get those wiped up and washed up. And anything you might have on you around you in a regular, if you're handling packages, get those things out of those packages. Get them things out. Try to wear gloves. I think, Linda, I'll share with you. You know, I want to make sure you're nice and safe to think about sometimes putting on, you know, gloves, even out, you know, you're out and whatever, to, you know, maybe save your hands. And if you're dealing with packaging because, you know, you deal with sometimes helping other people with things, so you want to make sure, you know, any transfer is very, very minimal. If you can get a hold of Lysol, because I heard that's a delicacy out there, you know, hey, if you know somebody, if you know where this is sale, if something's still on the shelf, call, let somebody know, or pick some up for a friend, and they can hopefully get it from you, because that's a delicacy now. Just really think about, don't forget, you know, microbian, microbian, I think is what it's called, microbian.
Yes,
microbian.
It is.
Yeah, M-I-C-R-O. Yeah, 24 hours disinfectant. That's been rated as even, you know, on hard surfaces. It's rated to last at least 24 hours. That's why it's in the name, 24 hours. So you wipe down with that. You know, if you have other people tapping down or even yourself, you just find yourself maybe wiping down one or two times, a little lesser than maybe other times. But still, you know, if you know you got stuff coming in from outside, moving around, wipe down more. It's all about being clean to help you keep yourself from having negative reports. And then those of you that's out there that's scared to know if you have anything, you know, you're scared. You don't want to know if you have it. You don't care if you have it. Okay. Get somewhere in a box and stay by yourself. Don't be around no friends, no family, no kids, no pets. Go on that cave and you lock it down, be just alone. Have anything you need shipped to wherever you are. You walk to that, you go in that cave, you go down that mountain, pick up your groceries. You just don't need to talk, touch nobody, because if whatever affects you affects just you and only you. You know what I'm saying? So so if you're going to be one of those kind of people, because everybody has a right to be how they want, but don't be around nobody doing it. Don't be around nobody doing it. Go somewhere and be by yourself. Or if it's your house, clear it out. Say, hey, everybody, news alert, I don't care if I got anything. So if you care about catching anything, I suggest you go to those friends or family houses that do. You might want to use that to clear your house out, whatever. But let it be known that,
get them
that
out.
You don't care. You know, you don't give a right hootoosie. You go outside. When you go out licking on stuff and rubbing up on things and telling babies and things to spit in your face and sneeze on you. Call, hey, come on, cough by me. You know, whatever you trying to get in the cameras or something to make prove a point or whatever you want to see if you're really is stronger than what's out there. So there's some flus out there that can get you just like COVID is worse. So just, you know, hygiene is important. Emergency plans. Talk to your children. Talk to yourselves. Get these plans so that you won't be afraid to get help and flee when the time comes. See, that's what sometimes we forget too. When there's an emergency, we freeze up, some of us.
That's true.
So just come on. If we don't want you to freeze or panic. We want you to proceed with caution with anything of emergency factor. We got people out there. Oh, Lord, does it sound like the doggone war that started in your neighborhood by neighbor 10, 9, 11, 12, up to 2 o'clock? Let me tell you, these firecracker folks, right, I'm all about celebrating. Hey, celebrate, boo. You know, New Year's and 4th of July, let's celebrate, okay? Even on Juneteenth, you want to celebrate safely, okay? We already got a baby that got half the arm and just all burnt up. Baby had to be rushed out.
Yeah.
Come on, let's just slow it down, okay? Slow it down, hold on to it, and do it on the days you're supposed to have it now. Do it on the 4th of July. Because you're waking up babies that have problems sleeping. You're waking up people that do go to work, that need to rest, they working long hours. Come on now, we really got to be considerate of our neighbors and things like that. Just come on, just slow down on the fireworks. They're causing problems, fires. You know, this is fire season. Just be careful, conscious, everything you're doing. And fireworks, you know, we know you, I want you to celebrate. Hey, I'm a celebrating queen, Linda, I tell you. But let me tell you, when it comes down to that, you want to think of the cautionaries on that and the safety and the legalities. I don't want you locked up. You want to be out on 4th of July to enjoy it with your family? Don't do it. They're going around catching folks. They got things going on.
Oh, just they saying. Definitely are doing that, yes.
They're driving around. Yeah, I've been. They all of a sudden, I'm walking my dog at night. I said, hey, buddy, I'm walking my dog. If you see anything burning around me, you let me know. And I'm walking my dog, and look here, they running around in these neighborhoods. Just family, friends, folks, you know, family, please. I just want you to be okay. And I'm going to wrap up a little bit. I know it's a little early, Lynn, but I'm just going to share because I know you got something new. I want to give you all a little bit of ABCs today, because it's been a while. So I'm going to give you a couple of those because it kind of ties in where I'm coming from today. And we're going to pick up with W. And it says, want it more than anything. Want it more than anything. And that applies to everything possibly possible. If you want to survive, want it more than anything. Do whatever you have to do to survive. You want to know about your health? Hey, you see, I do. Go on, go through the rooted intuitive. Do what you got to do. Go get those tests. Go get those things. Go get those probes. Get those blood tests. Go get examined. As a matter of fact, because the numbers are getting so high, go on and make sure you're getting toilet paper towels. Yeah, I'm not saying panic, but I'm just saying make sure you have your supplies, my friends and family out there that can hear me now. Get ready.
Mm-hmm.
You see the numbers, then it won't be a surprise when they say what they're going to have to say. So if you don't want to have to be told, slow it down. Slow it down. That's, if you see somebody, you know, that might have forgot, must have forgot, as they call it, you must have forgot where you at. Hey, if you got extra masks, just like my lovely friend here, Linda, she says she on the regular when she out, she passing them out. She sees somebody, hey, here, put this on for your safety and mine. You know, that's good. I'm going to get some, and I'm going to pass them about too when I see some people maybe not, just must have forgot or don't have it, because everybody don't have them. So, you know, they still out there crying for them at the hospitals already, see. So let's get ready, be prepared, want it more than anything, just to keep it on the positive. You know, you want to be positive. Be positive loved ones with your loved ones. Make sure you want them to be safe at any cost. You want success. You want to be successful. If you have if you're career-minded, get you some books, study, get ready. You know, prepare yourself for next time, go around on school things, get ready. Those who graduated, congratulations. Those who are going on to further your education, get ready. Celebrate, yeah, but don't forget, you know, you're going to put yourself in a schedule so that you'll be ready to be at the computer, wherever you got to be for those classes when it starts. Ready. Just be ready. And whatever it is that you're wanting, make sure it's possible. Make sure it's positive and pass that on. Move it forward. There was a gentleman that was afraid, just afraid to walk, a black man afraid to walk in his own neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And he put it out there. And come turn out 50 to 100 to maybe even up to close to 1,000, if not, ended up walking with him. You see, that was beautiful. The people come together. Come together and help each other, you know. And it was all cultures, mostly was the white culture from the neighborhood that he was at. But still, they were saying, "Hey, I'm so sad that I haven't even came over. I've been living here 15 years. You've been here 20 years. I should have come out sooner." And his neighbor said, "You're bonded now. This, you're my brother, and I'm your sister. Whatever you come to my house. Hopefully, I'm welcome to your house. We're going to do this. Wherever we need to walk, we're going to walk together." You know, so let's find some more success stories. You know, make one in your community. You know, help the young ones not be afraid to just be young. Like the young boy, the 13-year-old was singing, he just want to live. You know, as he's looking around, he sees all these terrible things going on. He said it perfectly in his song, everything, you know. As we look around, I mean, you know, let's be a hero for someone. Let's save the day. You know, we see animal brutality, say something. Stand up. If children abuse, say something. Abuse, adult abuse, say something. You know, you don't have to, I'm not just saying go on there and join on in. No, no, no. I know. There are still a few cops that will come out, you know, because, you know, yes, there's bad cops, and then there's still some who actually went to the academy for good, right reasons. Keep that in mind as well, because as crazy things get, we still need somebody to come and help. So definitely we don't want the officers out there to think everybody is thinking that all of them is lumped up under the asshole line. We just, excuse my language, but it's true. But we just want you to know, we want everybody who's dealing with anybody, we want it more than anything that you treat us all with dignity and respect. Help us, you know, because we want to look at you as you're helping us. We don't want to look at you as you coming to hurt and hinder and kill and hurt and cause harm. So we don't want to not be too, we don't want to be timid to not call for your help when we need it. So we definitely want everybody to get a you know, a different, you know, kind of thing. Hey, just pray. Hey, oh, I'm praying for help, Lord. Whoever you pray to, whoever you look out for additional assistance and energy around you to be positive, just say, hey, I need help. You know it. Just make sure whoever comes to help is have that heart and that mind to do so with all their might. So let's try to bring that back. And then accelerate your efforts. I love this one. Accelerate your efforts and reading, picking up a good hobby, something different, you see.
Right.
Be creative, you know, think of something, you know, accelerate your mind, feed it, feed your body, you know, get you some, you know, cucumbers, you know, get you some spinach, some cabbage, some good nutrients in your body, so, you know, some fruit, you know, the things that, you know, that's out there for the animals to consume for you too, you know. Just get these healthy things in our bodies to help push out the things that we put in there that we shouldn't have so much of. Put more healthy things in there. Think a little bit, you know, about your health too, you know. Any kind of habits that you may have that you, if they're bad, try to, you know, you try to change it if you can, you know. If you can't, just try to help your ways about going about doing different things. Think about your health. Think about, you know, your loved ones, and think positive. You know, you want to exhilarate your efforts in trying to make sure that there's light shining everywhere around you, that there's light in your community that's shining brighter than bright, that is all across the world. You got family members out to our Texas family that's having a rough time, our loved ones there, hoping that you are holding your head up high and that you're doing the best you can to keep your mask on. And Edwina, I'm going to shout out to you because I know you're out down there. Be safe, be healthy, and all your loved ones and everyone on that side of town, all my loved ones all over, in all the states that are having, or even if you're out in Australia, anywhere, in an island, you know, and you're having problems with spurts, be careful, you know, be careful. Just be conscientious. If you see a whole lot of people, if you edit, you can get your stuff to go. A lot of people, let them be the one to be the guinea pig. You was out having that time. You see a bunch of folks come to that door. You know what? We can finish this at home. We can go get
That's
in the car
true.
And go to a park and find a spot by ourselves. You know, you have to, you know, think, you know, accelerate your effort. You know, protect yourself, you see. If nobody else, you know, thinking straight, you be that example. Oh, make somebody think. Cause baby, if you coming up, I had to go. You know what? I'm gonna do the temptation move every time. I'm putting my hand out. You know that's shorter than I turn into a supreme in a minute. I dum 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 dum. Put the hands out. Don't leave me, love. Stand back, my love. I bend my leg up. I put my leg. Don't let me do the splits, honey. And you might have to help me up. But let me tell you. You got whatever it is you got to do, even if you have to shop with a buddy so that they can make sure a cart behind you are. Hey, stand back. Sometimes you have to tag in and be a coach. You know, I told you, you know, we a fool when we ever get to be together. But if you ever need a coach, You know, you're the best coach for me, and I'm make sure. I said, you really want 54 to get to you? Okay, come go on, step that line. I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm gonna let it rip. I said, you better stay behind that line. You want to be safe. I got a cage right here, but if you want to come on in this cage, by the time they can get in this cage, we don't know what the result's gonna be. You better come on now. Get back behind my cage. You know, my proverbial cage. You better let it rip. I'm in a cage for a reason. You see, so.
It's difficult out there. I go out when I have to, but I have to think twice
because everybody
is going through a lot of anxiety, depression, fear, whatever they're going through. This is not, what we're used to. So you have to sort of like take a breath before you just totally go in, or because everybody's going through it. So it really gives me an opportunity to like pull back and really think. You can't really put yourself, they used to say put yourself in their shoes, but everybody's, going through it. People are, playing games or, like with the renters' rights and things of that nature. Yeah. I think that persons are looking for places to stay, but then the property owners, I'm not too sure. I haven't, really talked to a lot of them. I think they're pulling back on opening up and renting to someone right now until they find out what's going on, because you, a property owner can make more money on a vacant unit, okay, because they can write those units off at the end. So are they
and
in
they
a
care.
Hurry?
Yeah, exactly. Getting the rat up there.
Are they in a hurry to
so
really,
pay my rent.
Yeah, if they're in a hurry. So you have people that have lost their jobs and they, can't do this. And I'm kind of like looking at that and, dealing with my family, and they're all in Vegas and stuff, and they're going through the same thing. And I'm saying, well, do you really want to open up and open up your vacancy to let someone in to sit on you? You really have to think twice, because believe me, persons out there
are
trying to outthink you.
They ain't going out nowhere.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to give her a better way of, look, let me stand in the middle and you think about it this way and I'll think about it this way. So it's a lot of stuff. Yeah, that's kind of like going on out there. But when you talked about, I go back through my notes here. I love talking with you. When you say celebrate your effort, and we talked about W want it more than anything, and keep your actions positive. That's like the best information. Yeah. And when we say W, as you were speaking of it and as you were talking about it, I'm thinking about being watchful of everything, yourself, your actions, your behavior. Now we have to watch the actions and behavior of others. You have to try to, like, gauge where they are, because people are really going through it. You don't know, what's on their mind. You can only speak for what's on your mind. Me, personally, I go out as less as possible into a little corner store where I know no one's in there. Or if I go out, I go out and go early and come back in. But I appreciate you sharing with us, Angie, to go out there and stock up again on our toiletries and our juices and our water, because it's going to slam down and we don't want to be caught like we were before. The prices, I noticed that toilet tissue that is sitting on the shelf that used to be $5.99 is now $7.99. So, people are taking advantage of it because they have to survive. Also, I personally don't think anything should be opened up. I know we have to eat, we have to work, we have to do. But right now, when you don't know what you're doing, I had friends sending pictures back in the nail salon. I just sent them a note and said, enjoy, because you're crazy, okay? You are real crazy, and to avoid breaking up a relationship or to say something, because if I would have spoke with her, I would have just outright told her she was crazy, and so I just said enjoy. But I looked at that, I said, now this is one that's really not thinking, okay? Because if you haven't had those nails polished in 3 months, what's the rush? Where are you going? We're not going to any any concerts. We're not going
well,
to.
Well, you know what?
Any...
I know. But let me tell you something. You might want to get them toes up. So, you know what? Yeah, you might need to get them trimmed up. And, you know, and if
trim
you got
them
that
yourself.
Skin in there, sometimes it hurts. Yeah, no,
you
but
trim
some
them
people
yourself.
Can't do that. And the bad thing is if you have diabetes and you don't know how to cut, you might cut.
Yes.
You got to go somewhere where they know how to, you know. So I can understand your feet, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and they, you know, at least there's some distance there, you know. But,
yes.
You know, yeah, like I said, the hands, you know, you lead press on nails, then working where, you know, do that. But, you know, again, like I said, some people really just got to go. And, look, I have to say, I contribute my negative for COVID to really just, going, like I said, going out of necessity. I go out to see about my parents. I got to take my dog to see, make him sure he's okay. He had a surgery recently. He's doing good now. You know, so I have to do those things. These are things I have to do to survive. I have to go to the grocery store and get things. But you know what? Mm-mm. Less is best. And, you know, and I'm blessed that I do currently stay alone. But, you know, hey, if they do have to come, those who do, they got some shoes off. I'm telling you, I got some things. That's why they probably say, I'll just stand out here, girl, and talk to you. So, okay. But, yeah, you got to be, yelling. Let me tell you. Yeah, they come every now and then. I get somebody come through, and they know. They go, oh, well, you know, I don't want to take a shower right now. I just got out the shower. So, okay, fine. You don't have to put the same, but you got to, at least you have the idea. We're leaving the shoes, washing our hands, you know, and we're going to sit up under this air. I don't care how cold you get. I'm blowing
the
air.
Well, you're better
right
than me because they don't come in here at all. They set it out there, put
all,
it on
exactly.
the top, and they don't come at all.
Yeah, but
and
I mean,
it's not
it's,
that.
The percentage is very low, right.
Yeah, the family, because I definitely, you know, take care of myself, and it's not that. They're fine, and they're okay, and I know that they're going to take care of themselves, but I don't know who else you've been around, you know, and you don't know who you've been around. So just to keep it safe, let's talk on the phone and throw kisses through the window until this stuff eases up. It has to. I'm kind of concerned about this dust that's coming in here, this big dust cloud, you know, because I pray to have a big cloud just float all over the world and just sop this crap up like a Hoover vacuum cleaner. That's my meditation prayer. And when I heard about the dust, I said, okay, well, maybe this is going to run some of this away. We don't know. But it's just like we have no control over what's happening. The only thing that we have to do is, it's like to actually remember, as I stated today, you know, we have to live without regret, and we must have concrete purpose. And continually setting goals and challenges for ourselves and move forward one step at a time. And what you've brought to us would want it really bad, Angie, and I appreciate you for that. I'm glad you shared about your laboratory health test so people can think about it and understand that. That it's really not that bad, but we do have to actually think of others. And now the age frame has changed. It's the 18 to the 40, and it's the this to the that. You don't know where it comes from. You have people that are going in there that are healthy as hell, and then they end up, I mean, you just don't know. So when you don't know, as you say, be appreciative, be aware, be watchful, be thankful that we are here another day. Because as I spoke with Dr. Bird, she was on, and, you know, she's a life coach. And her thing is, she said a life coach is not a therapist, but they just shift your thinking. They give you another way to think, and you have to change that mindset.
Yeah.
It was very, very interesting. I'll send you a copy of it. As a matter of fact, when I speak with her again, I'll see if others can come on the line, and if so, I'd like to have you come on and listen to her. She's a hoot. She's very, how can I put it, very direct. But she's not harsh, because most people that if they're trying to change that mindset, so I'm gonna ask her then, but I'll send you some information. But Angie, I am so appreciative of you and the love and what you give and how you're thinking you want. You said you're going to order up a whole box of tests so you can test your family on your own and they don't have to get out and go. And what I will do is the next time I get a shipment in for the locations, I will put you a box of masks aside so you can have them in your car too, because persons send them to me. So that means I have extras. So if I see someone out there, I just share it, you know, and get it. So the next shipment that comes in, I will get a box for you, like you're going to get a shield for me. Uh-huh. And on that note, Angie, what is the last thing that you'd like to tell the listeners on Find It Out Friday? And then we're going to check on out of here.
What I want to tell you all is proceed with caution. Look in the mirror and tell yourself you love yourself and mean it, and then act accordingly. And don't be misled by what you may see. But keep in mind, if you have to write it down in letters, whether it's corona, you go by COVID-19, whatever it is, pandemic, whatever word that makes you snap and go, okay, you know, write it and put it on your, post it on your car, put it in your wallet. You can run rambling through it and look at, oh, yeah. So you can, you know, make sure you're making sure that whether they tell you to wear the mask or not, this thing you cannot see. This thing, they don't even have control of themselves. They don't have a clue. They had a whole panel today talk to interrupt my program that I was enjoying for an hour and a half or so, and said nothing of substance other than like they had a business.
I saw that, and on that note, and I you know what?
Look at
this
city, look at this state.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
I saw that, and I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to cut you off, but we're going to have to check out. But I do want you to jot that down, because we can pick that up again on Monday. And I'll be taking my notes. So we'll give them something on mind for Monday from what we're getting out of this. And I'm going to put information out there and see if there's any questions or anything. You know, sometimes we have to switch up and show the other side. So let's do that on Monday, if that's okay with you. And I'm going to tell the listeners out there to stay strong, woke, and happy, and to let your soul flow free. Stand up, stand strong, stand together to build better communities. To reflect, rejoice, relax, but do not retreat out there. Do you hear me, you young lions? Do not retreat. Keep marching to the polls. Step into your greatness and stay there. And remember to teach others how to do the same thing. We love you. I hope you found it out today on Friday. Angie, I love you, and I will be speaking with you shortly. Have a good one.
Have a good weekend.